President Truman's presentation of the Congressional Medal of Honor to First Lieutenant Lloyd L. Burke, Corporal Rodolfo P. Hernandez, and Master Sergeant Harold E. Wilson, the Rose Garden, April the 11th, 1952.
Lieutenant Burke, Infantry Company G, 5th Cavalry Regiment, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and outstanding courage above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy near Cheongdong, Korea, on the 28th of October, 1951. Intense enemy fire had pinned down leading elements of his company, committed to secure commanding ground when Lieutenant Burke left command post to rally and urge the men to follow him toward three bunkers impeding progress. Dashing to an exposed vantage point, he threw several grenades at the bunkers, then returning for an M1 rifle and an adapter, he made a lone assault, wiping out the position and killing the crew. Closing on the center bunker, he lobbed grenades through the opening and with his pistol killed three of its occupants attempting to surround him. Ordering his men forward, he charged the third emplacement, catching several grenades in midair and hurling them back at the enemy. Inspired by his display of valor, his men stormed forward, overran the hostile position, but were again pinned down by increased fire, securing a light machine gun and three boxes of ammunition. Lieutenant Burke dashed through at the impact area to an open knoll, set up his gun, and poured a crippling fire into the ranks of the enemy, killing approximately 75 of them. All the wounded, he ordered more ammunition, reloading and destroying two mortar emplacements and a machine gun position with his accurate fire. Crating the weapon in his arms, he then led his men forward, killing some 25 more of the retreating enemy and securing the objective. Lieutenant Burke's heroic action and daring exploit inspired his small force of 35 comrades to overcome an estimated defending enemy of 300 troops. His unflinching courage and outstanding leadership reflect the highest credit upon himself, the infantry, and the United States Army. Citation signed by the President. Corporal Rodolfo P. Hernandez, United States Army, with a citation as follows. Corporal Hernandez, Infantry, United States Army, a member of Company G, 187th Airborne Regimental Combat Team, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy near Wontongni, Korea, on 31st of May, 1951. His platoon and defensive positions on Hill 420 came under ruthless attack by a numerically superior and fanatical hostile force, accompanied by heavy artillery, mortar, and machine gun fire, which inflicted numerous casualties on the platoon. His comrades were forced to withdraw due to lack of ammunition, but Corporal Hernandez, although wounded, in an exchange of grenades, continued to deliver deadly fire into the ranks of the onrushing assailants until a ruptured cartridge rendered his rifle inoperative. Immediately leaving his position, Corporal Hernandez rushed the enemy, armed only with a rifle and a bayonet. Fearlessly engaged the foe, he killed six of the enemy before falling unconscious from a grenade, bayonet and bullet wounds, but his heroic action momentarily halted the enemy advance and enabled his unit to counterattack and retake the lost ground. The indomitable fighting spirit, outstanding courage, and tenacious devotion to duty, clearly demonstrated by Corporal Hernandez, reflect the highest credit upon himself, the infantry, and the United States Army. This citation is to Technical Sergeant Harold R. Wilson, United States Marine Corps, for services set forth in the following citation. For gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, serving as platoon sergeant of a rifle platoon attached to Company G, 3rd Battalion, 1st Marine Division, reinforced in action against enemy on the night of the 23rd and 24th of April, 1951. When the company outpost was overrun by the enemy, while his platoon, firing from hastily constructed foxholes, was engaged in resisting the brunt of a fierce mortar, machine gun, grenade, and small arms attack launched by hostile forces from high ground under cover of darkness, Technical Sergeant Wilson braved intense fire to assist the survivors back into the line and to direct the treatment of casualties. Although twice wounded by gunfire, in the right arm and the left leg, he refused medical aid for himself and continued to move about among his men, shouting words of encouragement. After receiving further wounds in the head and shoulder as the attack increased in intensity, he again insisted upon remaining with his unit. Unable to use either arm to fire, and with mounting casualties among our forces, he resupplied his men with rifles and ammunition taken from the wounded. Personally reporting to his company commander on several occasions, he requested and received additional assistance when the enemy attack became even more fierce, and after placing his reinforcements in strategic positions in the line, directed effective fire until blown off his feet by the bursting of a hostile mortar around his face. Dazed and suffering from concussion, he still refused medical aid, and despite weakness from loss of blood, moved from foxhole to foxhole directing fire, resupplying ammunition and rendering first aid and encouraging his men. By his heroic actions in the face of almost certain death, when the unit's ability to hold the disadvantageous position was doubtful, he instilled confidence in his troops, inspiring them to rally repeatedly and turn back the furious assaults. At dawn, after final attack had been repulsed, he personally accounted for each man in his platoon before walking unassisted himself a mile to the aid station where he submitted to treatment. His outstanding courage, initiative, and skilled leadership in the face of overwhelming odds were contributing factors to the success of his company's mission and reflect the highest credit upon Technical Sergeant Wilson and the United States Naval Service, signed by the President of the United States. It's been my pleasure this morning to present medals of honor to First Lieutenant Lloyd Burke, United States Army, Corporal Rudolfo P. Hernandez, United States Army, and Technical Sergeant Harold E. Wilson of the United States Marine Corps. These were wonderful citations. They show just exactly what the fiber of the American people is made of. They show exactly how the young men feel toward their government. They show the sacrifices that they're willing to make to support and keep that government a free one from now on. They set an example which all of you ought to be proud to listen to. And I congratulate every single one of them, and I congratulate the corps to which they belong.